LaGuardia High School in New York. It's the school that was featured in the movie Fame. Remember that movie Fame? Mm-hmm. Everybody's mad because they just had a prom and a guy won for prom king and then a guy won for prom queen as well. The prom queen who won, his name's Matthew Crisson. He identifies as non-binary, meaning he's neither male nor female.
So what is he then?
So he's
he can't even use the terminology he if he's not a male.
Yes.
So what is, I don't understand that.
Doesn't matter. So Matthew Crisson wins prom queen. Girls are outraged there. One girl posted, "I know I go to LaGuardia because a boy won prom queen." Another one wrote, "It just sucks that men win everything." And we thought we at least deserve that. Men rule the world. We can't even win prom queen anymore.
I mean, whatever. I guess whatever works for you, but you can't go around and define yourself, I guess, as non-binary. You're either a man, male or female, regardless of whichever way you want to take your life. You're either one or the other.
That's true. Those are the two options, and there's a difference.
There's not a third option there.
There's a physical difference. Well, now they're giving you the third option as like choosing not to identify. You know how if you fill an application out, it'll say white. White is like the most all-encompassing. You're either African American, Hispanic, or white. Like there's only three races in the world. And white covers a lot of them. Like you're Scottish, Irish. You're white. I'm white. We're completely different from you know. But we're all just a similar shade.
But there's a difference between what race you are to actually what you are.
Yeah,
I think there's a huge difference.
That's what I'm saying. So now they give you the option for you can choose not to identify what race you are. You can now choose not to identify which sex you are. Would you be mad though? I mean, should these girls be mad or should they just get used to it because this is how we live now?
Yeah, it is how we live now, and it's just I really don't know how I kind of feel about that whole thing because, and I can see why some of these girls are bent out of shape because. And I guess, you know, time moves on. But this is one of those things that girls do. You know what I mean? It's like the prom queens and stuff. Like, guys don't get involved in that. The only thing that guys
do
is
they have prom king. Yeah. That's the male version of it.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, it's just this whole, like, I'm neither male nor female. Like, there isn't a third option. This is just some thing that someone's come up with. Like, you're either male or female. When you're born, you're either born a dude
physically,
or you're born
you are something.
You are, yeah.
Mentally, in your mind, you can say you feel like you are the opposite sex. But
agreed.
You are actually physically
one or the other.
Two options.
So stupid. It really is. And if you're not happy, and I understand, you know, if you're born a male and you see these things all the time, well, I've always felt like a girl. I think there is something in that. I think in the genes, I think there is something there. But just to turn around and say, I'm neither one nor the other. Yeah, you're one or the other, regardless of whether you want to say you are or you're not.
And if you're not one or the other, why do you want to win prom queen?
Because
that specifies that you're female.
Uh-huh.
All right, would you be upset if a boy won prom queen? Or should these girls just get over it? You can tweet at Petch Namie or 424-1234. Be part of the show.